every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Look at that, a 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome back to 7 Days, brought to you in association with Cornwall Business Week, bringing Cornwall's businesses together. In a few moments, we'll be hearing how the Horsegate scandal has been hitting Cornwall's food and drink industry. But first, the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Terry Waite has been confirmed as the latest high-profile speaker who will be appearing at next month's Cornwall Business Fair. Former hostage negotiator Waite, who himself was taken prisoner in 1987, spending nearly 5 years in captivity in the Middle East, will speak about his experiences and draw parallels with everyday working situations. Now, the business fair forms part of Cornwall Business Week and will be held at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre in Truro on May the 15th. Cornwall played host to two ministerial visits this week. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg addressed a meeting of the Cornwall FSB in Penzance during his stop by the Duchy, whilst Business Secretary Vince Cable voiced his support for Falmouth Docks during a visit to ANP. And he pledged he would work with government colleagues to overcome the excessive bureaucracy that has hampered some expansion plans around the harbour. And the shortlist has been announced for this year's Cornwall Business Awards, which takes place at St Melian International in May. In total, 14 categories are up for grabs, including Best New Business, which will go to either Cornish Sporting Club, MyRJ Limited or Pixel Rain. For a full list of finalists, visit businesscornwall.co.uk.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So not too long ago, you'll remember all the hoo-ha about horse meat in all sorts of burgers and things sold in various supermarkets and outlets and restaurants and even on in some school dinners in some parts of the country. Now, the director of Cornwall Food and Drink, Ruth Huxley, is with me. Ruth, what's your thoughts on where it puts our industry in context with that great big scandal?
It's actually fallen right into our laps. If there could be a good outcome from it, it's never good to have a food scandal, as it's called. But basically, the shorter your supply chain, the easier it is to monitor that and to know exactly where your food has come from. And I'm pleased to say that within Cornwall, even within the food and drink manufacturing side of Cornwall, the supply chain is considerably shorter than it is in some huge manufacturing establishments that buy ingredients in from all over the place, all over the world. Generally speaking, within Cornwall, food manufacturers pay a lot of attention to the integrity of their supply chain. They will generally look for produce as locally as they can. They have to do that because we've got a transport issue here. You know, we're a long way from anywhere else, so if they can get something locally, the cost of transport means it makes sense to do that. If, and in some cases there isn't enough of a certain product available locally, they'll look further afield. But they'll always look for integrity and quality, generally speaking anyway. If there's an exception to that, is very much the exception than the rule. So it has worked really well for Cornish businesses. Also, I'm really pleased to say that Cornish butchers have been doing incredibly well and some of the box schemes as a result of this scandal. My plea, I think, would be, though, let's keep that going, because so often this happens. People turn to their local suppliers when they may have been using an alternative supplier whilst the scandal's going on, and then afterwards, when things die down, they just revert. Well, if that keeps happening, one day there isn't going to be that local supplier there to revert to, to turn to. So, you know, we'd like to make sure that, and we are actually doing that. We've launched a new campaign called Choose Cornish Every Day to emphasise that people within Cornwall can make small changes to their shopping habits, not cost them any more money, and deliver huge economic benefits to the businesses in Cornwall, to Cornwall's economy.
One of the things that has been discussed in various places is the effect of that scandal on the price of food.
I think it's good because it's made people consider the fact that they actually get what they pay for. It's common sense, but people have lost track of that. They've been encouraged to buy the cheapest possible thing. If you considered the reality of buying a ready meal that costs 99p a portion, you know, how could that possibly be without there being some compromise on the quality of it? And
but some people will say, I can't afford more expensive meat. I've got a family of five children. We're all on benefit.
Yeah, well, we're actually undertaking a bit of research into that as part of our Choose Cornish Every Day campaign. For example, food is actually more affordable now than it was in 1975. So in terms of our disposable income and what we spend on food and how much it costs. So, you know, it isn't more expensive. A lot of the time it's a question of what you choose to spend your money on and, you know, how you cook that food, how you prepare that food. You can very often produce a family meal, certainly for cheaper than, say, four or five ready meals, using quality ingredients that you know the integrity of and you know where it's come from and is probably better quality than that the tiny amount, say, of meat that's going into some 99p meal.
And, of course, there's this whole war on waste as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so I think that's all. It all ties together really nicely. To make this a timely moment for people to reconsider the whole food supply chain, their own actions, you know, what they buy, what they do with that food when they bring it home. And yeah, it serves really well to reinforce all the messages that we at Cornwall Food and Drink have tried to get out there.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Huxley.
Okay.
So now let's talk to Nick Herrier about what's coming up in the coming 7 days.
All week it's Air Pressure Week, with a series of events taking place at the Academy of Innovation and Research down at Tremoe, helping local businesses respond to climate change. And also on April the 19th, Unlocking Potential is hosting a seminar at the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre, examining ways that superfast broadband can make your business more competitive. For details of this and other events, check out our website on www.businesscornwall.co.uk.
And of course, Nick, we have an app coming out as well, don't we, for Business Cornwall?
Yes, Business Cornwall will be now viewable on your iPad, so just go to the Apple Store, put in Business Cornwall and yes, just go from there. It looks fantastic.
And what sort of things can we find on it, apart from obviously 7 days?
Apart from 7 days, of course. Now you'll have everything that goes in the magazine, and hopefully there will be sort of video and audio as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Nick, and we'll be back with some more 7 days business news next week.
7 days with Business Cornwall.